This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As the climate crisis worsens, the very ground on which some indigenous communities built their homes is shifting before their eyes. New Orleans Public Radio's Eva Tesfaye looked at how tribes in Alaska and Louisiana are losing their land to climate change, forcing them to make tough decisions about whether to stay or to leave. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to her about the story.
Can you talk about why you and Sage Smiley decided to focus on Nunavichuk in Alaska and Point Ocean in Louisiana?
We had already noticed a lot of similarities generally about how climate change is impacting Louisiana and Alaska. And we also noticed that relocation is something that the tribes in both places were thinking about. And so part one of the episode is reported by Sage Smiley. She's the news director of KUYK up in Bethel, Alaska. And she went to this small Native Alaskan village of Nunavichuk, and they plan on relocating because this village is built on permafrost. But because of climate change and warming temperatures, that permafrost is melting, which is causing damage to houses and the town's infrastructure. Sage talked to Gertrude Lewis. She was a tribal member there.
My grandson, he stepped off the boardwalk and he went knee deep. We had to pull him off. We lost his rubber boot.
When you were a kid, could you play on the tundra?
Everywhere. Everywhere. We went everywhere.
And now you have to stay on the boardwalk.
Stay on the boardwalk.
I, on the other hand, chose to focus on Point Ocean in coastal Louisiana. They're also losing their land due to sea level rise and coastal erosion. And I knew that Point Ocean was right next to another tribal community, Ile de Jean Charles, that actually ended up relocating due to sea level rise. But Point Ocean was adamantly saying, like, we're not even considering moving. It's really important for people to hear from communities like Point Ocean to understand why people who live in these precarious places that are getting even more precarious because of climate change, like, why those people want to stay where they are.
What is Point Ocean like, and what about the place do you think makes people want to stay there?
It's really this like beautiful like coastal like wetland community. When I first got there and I pulled up to the marina with Sheree Mathern, we saw dolphins like immediately, like they were just right there. And it's really just a beautiful place. You can hear about it from Sheree Mathern herself. She's the tribe's cultural heritage and resiliency coordinator.
My husband is a craft fisherman, so he has caught sharks in his cage. He has caught stingrays, turtles, but yeah, so we have just this very diverse ecosystem.
Fishing is really important to people in Point Ocean. For many of them, it's not only their jobs, but it's this way of living that's been passed down from generation to generation. And basically, the area is just home, and they don't want to lose their connection to it.
What are some of the unique challenges facing indigenous people in Louisiana?
I think what's interesting about Louisiana is we have quite a few small tribes along the coast, and so the issues they're facing have a lot to do with intensifying hurricanes. And a lot of those tribes, those small tribes along the coast, don't have federal recognition. It's really hard for them to get all those resources that other towns and communities benefit from the federal government and from FEMA for relocation or adapting in place.
Are these communities and others in similar positions getting help from federal and state governments?
In 2020, the Government Accountability Office released a report, and they basically found it's really difficult for any community to use federal programs for relocation because none of them actually address climate and migration specifically. And there isn't any one federal agency that is specifically tasked with helping communities relocate. And we need that because relocation projects are really expensive. In terms of money for adapting in place, like what Point Ocean was doing, we used to have this program from FEMA called the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Program. But the Trump administration canceled it earlier this year.
What did you learn by reporting this story with another reporter from Alaska?
Reporting the story with Sage, for me, kind of revealed these connections between tribes in Louisiana and Alaska, but also that there are like huge differences. And it also made me realize relocation and adapting in place, those aren't always super different. Like Nunavichuk had to get grants to improve the infrastructure where they are, kind of like adapting in place in a way, because they're not able to move people yet. And then in Point Ocean, a lot of people are also slowly migrating, even though they're, you know, they've decided to adapt in place. So what was hopeful about the whole thing was seeing both Nunavichuk and Point Ocean being so focused on keeping their cultures and their communities together, no matter what decision they make.
That was Eva Tesfaye, Coastal Desk reporter for WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. To listen to the full episode, look up Sea Change wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Quantic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.